That's the sound of kids playing and jumping into the San Joaquin River in the rural west side town of Faribault.
What time is that? One, two, three!
There at River Camp, sponsored by the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust, 3 years ago, the organization planted the camp in Faribault with the hope to change the perception of the river and the health of the community. River Camp Director Juana Chavarria remembers year one.
I would ask the kids, have you guys been down here? Like, they didn't even know there was a park down here. They didn't know a river that was down here.
The small agricultural community of Faribault is one of the oldest historical towns on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley. The kids at the camp are primarily the children of farm laborers and farmers. They learn all about the history and ecosystem of the river, are taught safety skills, and some kids even learn how to swim.
What's about floating?
But Faribault Dr. Marsha Sablon says the camp is changing the minds of the town's residents, one child, then one family at a time. She says the community has had trouble trusting a river that at one time was known more for people drowning, river dumping, and fear than fun.
Every year you hear a person drowning in that area. It seems like people haven't had access to water and they really don't know how to swim.
Chavarria says Hispanic culture is part of the problem.
Our tradition and our culture holds the rivers dangerous. Some things we cannot do, they're going to get you in trouble.
Sablon takes this a step further and points to regional folklore.
In a lot of the Hispanic culture, there's fear of ghosts living in the river.
But the camp is demystifying superstition and unspoken rules in the community. Meet 11-year-old Jenny Silva.
Its name is called the San Joaquin River. There used to be a bridge, but it destroyed.
This is her third time attending river camp. She says without it, she'd be stuck indoors for all summer vacation.
It feels better to be outside than inside because you just feel like you're in a cage.
Does that make you sad?
Well, yeah, because I would be bored, not really nothing to do.
Silva says she can't wait until next year for the guided nature walks.
You guys want to learn about the river and the animals and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, yeah. And reptiles. And reptiles.
This program was modeled in Fresno and then taken to Faribault. Sablon, the doctor who practices in the town, says Faribault is afflicted with diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. She prescribes outdoor activity to her patients regularly.
I think I ask every single person when they have their physical how much exercise they're getting. Probably one out of three of adults either have diabetes or are at a risk.
Sablon says River Camp is making the rural town healthier by targeting children and getting them active. She even drops her grandkids off at the camp.
It's just been an eye-opener for many of the kids at Faribault who haven't ever, first of all, swam in the river, and secondly, even been that close to it.
But that's all changed for them. Now that they know what the San Joaquin has to offer, like tadpoles, they can come and play safely in the river whenever their parents let them.
I got a bunch in one.
Reporting from the San Joaquin River in Faribault, I'm Ezra David Romero.